ओम शांति एंड गुड मॉर्निंग टू एवरीवन। सो टू इंट्रोड्यूस मायसेल्फ, माय नेम इज अजीम। आई हैव डन ग्रेजुएशन इन साइकोलॉजी एंड आई डू हिप्नोथेरेपी। सो टुडे वी विल डिस्कस समथिंग अबाउट इमोशनल हीलिंग। What do you think about emotional healing? Any ideas? Is there any necessity to do healing of emotions? To get to the root of the problem, yeah. So in emotional healing, the purpose or the benefit of emotional healing is it is a tested and proven system for overcoming limiting behavior, negative feelings and destructive thoughts, while strengthening skills, boosting performance, learning to love and improving all dimensions of our life. You all know about hypnotism? What they do in hypnotism? Induce sleep. Okay. Then? Go back to the past life. What else do they do? Okay, what is hypnotherapy or hypno-healing? Can you all do hypnotism? No? I can teach you how to do hypnotism today. Okay, all of you raise your hands. Not everyone raising. Raise your hands. Okay. So hypnotism or hypnotherapy, hypno-healing, it is nothing but you say something and the other person responds to it without any resistance. Even in our day-to-day communication, we practice hypnotism. So hypnotism is nothing like you go into trance and you forget yourself, reveal something which you don't want. Okay? Hypnotism, hypnotherapy, they don't do that. It's only misconceptions that when we are hypnotized, we reveal something which we don't want. But in reality, hypnotism or hypnotherapy, what we generally do, we try to explain or reveal, speak to the client, and the client accepts it without any resistance. Like you say something to your colleagues or your children, and if they are doing it immediately without any resistance, then you are hypnotizing your child. But if the child doesn't want to follow your instruction, then he is not under hypnotism. He is not hypnotized. So why I am saying this? In emotional healing, we have to either listen to our own ideas, own intuitions, without any resistance. We should be willing to change ourselves, our negative beliefs. And doctors say all types of disease are, they never say all types, they say 90 to 95% of diseases are psychosomatic. Psychosomatic means they are connected with mind, connected with thought. It is connected with stress. But generally hypnotherapists and who are under spiritual line, who practice spirituality, they say not just 90 or 95%, even 100% of all types of diseases are connected with the mind. If we consider our past lives, past birth, we can say 100% of all diseases are psychosomatic. Since most of the doctors, they don't believe in past birth or they don't have practical proof for past lives, they say 90 to 95%. Otherwise, we can say 100% of all diseases are connected with the mind, thoughts. So what is thoughts? Where these thoughts exist? Where this thought exists? In the mind. Okay. So, we divide mind into conscious mind and subconscious mind. But before going to mind, let us see about the personality. How many type of personality we have? Or how do we form our personality? Kinds of? Based on the profession then? Do all of us have the same personality or different personality? Different. But what Baba says, according to Baba, do we have different personality? According to Baba, what Baba says, do we have different personality or we all have the same personality? Action and creation. Okay. So what is our original personality? Is it different or same? Okay. So the original personality, we all have the same personality. Then how come we say our personalities are different? On what basis? How we create our individual personality? Okay. Depends upon how we respond, and the profession, the action, reaction. So what psychologists say? What psychologists say about personality? It consists of three factors. What are those three factors? What it can be? Situations then? So what the psychologists say, we have personality based on three factors. One is psychological factor. Second, biological. And third is social. Any personality is created based on these three main factors. In psychological term, we can also say psycho, bio and social factors. Psychological means the way how we think, how we take information. And biological, it depends upon our genes, the thought patterns, what we carry from our parents. And it depends upon even our physical structure. And third is the social factors. It depends upon the type of parents we had, the surrounding, the family environment. And the schools, colleges where we studied, and the place where we live. It all depends upon, comes under the social factors. So this personality, it is nothing but it is created by these three factors. So what we can say, these factors are how we create our personality. What do we do? How we are creating our personality, different personalities? We are learning. Okay? So psychologists say personality, it is nothing but it is a learned behavior. Okay. So if it is something what we have learned, and if you want to change, if I want to change something what I had learned, or if I want to relearn, is it possible or not? And the learning, is it always right, or even I can learn in a wrong way? Wrong way also we can learn. So whatever it is learned, any learned behavior or whatever we have learned, we can change. We can relearn. Okay? So any type of personality, we cannot say, this is my habit or this is my personality or it is his personality. Anytime we can change our personality. We cannot blame anyone saying that he is always angry or I am always like this. Or he is always like that. He cannot change. Because personality is a learned behavior. Any point of time, we can change our habits, sanskars, behavior. That's how the psychology, there is a huge vast subject, psychology. You know the meaning of psychology? Study of mind. What is its original meaning? I think in Greek, they say, psycho means soul. Okay? So psychology is nothing but science of soul. But since the doctors are not aware of the soul, they have made it science of mind. But even otherwise, Baba says, where does the mind exist? It is in our soul. So whether it is a science of mind or science of soul, ultimately we are learning about our own self. So it's not only spirituality, even psychology, it helps us change our behavior, personality, and improve our overall personality. Okay. So how this personality is connected with emotional healing? How it is connected with emotional healing, personality? We know that personality is created by these three factors, psycho and biosocial, and these three factors are nothing but it's a learned behavior. And how the learning takes place? How we learn? Or in other words, although there are three types, psycho, biosocial, even this biological, social, what is that common thing exist in all these three? How we imbibe these qualities? How we are affected by the social factors, biological factors, even psychological? Where this process takes place? Okay. See, ultimately these three are nothing but it happens in our mind. The mind is the one which processes the information. So how many types of mind we can say? How many mind we have? The Psychologists define mind as the one which processes information, the thoughts, and it can be divided into conscious and subconscious mind. So what is the subconscious mind or conscious mind? They say conscious mind is 12% of the mind is known as conscious mind and 88% of the mind can be called as subconscious mind. The roles, relationship, the responsibilities, the day-to-day routine, what we follow, it all exists in the conscious mind, which is only just 12%. This mind can be compared with an iceberg. You all know about iceberg? The most part of the ice, the portion of the iceberg will be immersed in the sea. It will not be visible. And only the small portion will be visible outside. Similarly, the knowledge of our own personality, about our own self, the conscious mind knows only about 12%. And remaining 88% is there in the subconscious level. Most of the time the conscious mind or our own self is not aware of what exists within the subconscious level. And sometimes we think we plan to do something and it never takes place. We want to get up in the morning to do Amritvela, to do yoga, but sometimes it never takes place. We plan, we try to achieve something, but we are not able to do it. And the conscious mind may not understand the reason why I am not able to do it. Because the main reason rests inside the subconscious level, in the subconscious mind, which is 88%, which is hidden from the conscious level. So if we want to understand our own self, if we want to succeed in our life, we should know ourselves, we should understand our own self in a better way. And for that we have to understand what all experience we have, what all experience that are present in the subconscious level we should understand. But how do we know that? And what is the necessity? Why do we have to know what is there in our subconscious level? Anyone can say, why do we have to know what is there in our subconscious level? Or why do we have to understand better about our own self? What is the necessity? To overcome something which is blocking us, to improve our own self. Okay. And ultimately, as a Baba's child, what we have to do? What Baba wants from us? Where do we have to go? From this personality, this learned behavior, from this learned behavior, where we have to reach? To reach our original virtues, original sanskars, to become Bab Saman, to equal like him. So we have to imbibe, or we have to find out our original nature, original qualities. So to reach our original nature, to emerge our natural qualities, what we have to do? We have to get rid of the learned personality. The learned personality which is not matching with our original personality. But to get rid of it, we have to identify from where we have learned it. What is the source? Unless we find out the root cause of it, we will not be able to change ourselves. Like the type of sanskars, getting angry, irritation, becoming fearful, afraid. So all these things, there are root cause within our subconscious level. It's not just these emotions, even the diseases. the various symptoms what we experience, what we have in our body. What are the symptoms we generally have in our body? How it affects us? In the form of diseases. The symptoms, what is appearing in our body, we call them as disease. It is a discomfort. So from where this discomfort has appeared? What are its causes? Okay. I'll tell you something. How does this disease, discomfort appear in our body? How many types of body we have, do you know? How many bodies we have? How many? There are four types of body. First is mental. You can call it as mental level or mental body. And second is emotional. Third is subtle or light body. And fourth is physical. So we have four types of body, or we can say four levels we have. So any symptoms or any disease, before it appears in our physical body, it has to pass through these three different levels. And the first one is the mental level. So any type of discomfort, disease, what we find in our physical body, first it is in the form of thought. And from the thought level, it becomes emotion, emotional level. How it transfers to emotional level? What is the difference between a thought and emotion? How you can define emotion in a simple way? What is the difference between soul conscious and body conscious? In very simple way, we can also say, when your mind and body is disturbed by any thought, if either your mind or body gets disturbed, we can call it as emotion. Okay? And as long as it is a thought level, as long as you are in a soul conscious level, it is not going to affect you. But once it becomes an emotion, then what it does, it creates some blockages in our subtle body, a body of light. And because of these blockages, we have symptoms in the physical body. So any symptoms, the root cause, it is in the thought level. In this picture you can find, so it's like you may have a thought like, I cannot do this. When you have a thought like, I cannot do this, then related with that thought, you will have fear, anxiety. Okay, these are the emotions. Just with the thought, I cannot do this, or I am not able to do this, or how I am going to do this. You have a simple thought, and this is in the thought level, and connected with this thought, you will have the emotions like fear, anger, irritation. And because of these emotions, you have it affects the body, the various parts of the body. Different types of emotions affect different parts of the body. So how it functions, I'll show you a video presentation.
The inflow of cosmic energy is purely based on our thoughts. When we have thoughts, the inflow of cosmic energy is obstructed. In other words, our thoughts are the stumbling blocks for the inflow of cosmic energy. When the inflow of cosmic energy is less, the energy in the energy tubes depletes. This depletion causes etheric patches in the energy body. These etheric patches gradually lead to diseases in the physical body. In other words, root cause for all diseases is the lack of energy in the etheric body. The inflow.
So I said there are four types of body. First you have mental level, you have a thought. And because of this thought, you have the emotions like fear, anger, depression or irritation. That is at the emotional level. And these emotions are shown here as these blocks. These moving blocks, these are considered as the emotions. And these emotions block the cosmic energy flow. You know, do you believe in this cosmic energy? If you are tired in the evening, you are working throughout the day, if you have worked hard, and evening when you have become tired, and then you go to sleep, okay? And when you, after sleeping, when you wake up, you have lots of energy. From where you receive this energy? From Amrit Vela. But before Amrit Vela, you are sleeping well. From where you receive that much of energy just by sleeping? It's not only BKs. All over the world, human beings, when they sleep and wake up, they wake up with lot of energy. It's like the God's energy or the cosmic energy, we can say. It is meant for everyone, okay? And whenever we go to sleep, our mind becomes still. There are almost zero thoughts. And in that deep silence, we connect ourselves with the cosmic energy. Or in other words, we are connected with the God also, we can say. Okay? And because of that energy from God or the cosmic power, our body, the cells, everything gets rejuvenated, gets energized. So it's like sleep, we can say it's an unconscious meditation, and meditation is a conscious sleep. So here, when there is a thought at mental level, and when it becomes an emotion, with the fear, depression, anxiety, irritation, it creates a blockages to receive this cosmic energy. And when there is an obstruction because of these emotions, you create patches. These patches is formed because you have certain type of emotions, and that emotion blocks this cosmic energy flowing into this light body, the subtle body of light. And when this blockage exists for a long time, because when we have irritation, anger towards someone, it doesn't go away immediately. It exists there for some more time. Maybe for 1 week, 1 month, or in some case we are angry with or we are jealous about someone for years together. And when these emotions exist in our body of light for quite a long time, then you have symptoms in your physical body in the form of disease. So if you want to get rid of the disease, although we take medicines, tablets, that is fine. But if you want to have a complete healing, then you have to identify what is that emotion I'm experiencing. And once you are able to identify those emotions and resolve that, like in Baba's words, you have to apply a full stop to the past. If you just keep caring about the past, whatever has happened, or when you sit in meditation, when various other thoughts comes to you, you will not be able to connect to this cosmic energy. And because these emotions exist in our subtle body for a long time, we have symptoms. We get symptoms in the physical body. Cosmic energy, it is an energy, like I said, when we sleep, we receive the energy to rejuvenate our body cells. Generally what we feel, we live because we eat food. Okay? But really speaking, we don't live by means of food. All human beings exist because of this cosmic energy. It is a sustaining force, life-sustaining energy, which is sustaining all the life in this universe. And there are cases where people can live even without taking food. See, when we take food, the body does the digestion work and the energy is transformed to various body organs. But before taking food, there is always, the system is already existing, the functioning system, to digest the food. So this original function, original activities of the body, it is taken care by this cosmic energy. And the more we have meditation, the more we become soul conscious, then we need very little amount of food to take care of this body. Because the cosmic energy can very well take care of the function of this body. So here we found, for any symptoms, there is a cause in the form of thought. But how do we identify these thoughts? Where these thoughts exist? So it exists in our subconscious level. But although we know it is existing, I have some diseases, discomforts in the physical body, how I can exactly pinpointly, exactly find out what is that exact root cause for that discomfort, what I am experiencing? There are different ways to identify that. And do you like to know the different methods? One is like Baba used to say, you have to write down the complete history. The moment you become a child of Baba, he always expects you to write down your complete history from your childhood days to till date. Okay? Even by writing that, we will be able to identify which are the emotional incidences we had undergone in our life. And either we can forgive the person or we can try to understand why it has happened to me. And we know that every soul, they have their original nature of peace, love, happiness, bliss, purity, knowledge. Okay? Nobody wants to hurt someone or create some disturbance to other people. But still, we find people are angry with us, people disturb us, maybe in our own family life or outside. We don't find the people behave in the way we want. But what is the main cause for that? We found that the personality, what are the three factors? How a personality is created? Based on what factors? What are those factors? Psycho-biosocial factors. So similarly, every human being have created their personality based on those three factors. So with this, we can understand why a person behaving in a particular way in a particular situation. Maybe our own parents have behaved in a particular way in a situation. We have to understand and either forgive or understand yourself or find out what made them to behave in that particular way so that we can apply full stop to the thoughts which is bothering us. The emotions what bothering us. So to identify that, there are different methods. One is you write down your whole history. And second thing, there is an hypnotherapy, what we call. Hypnotherapy is nothing but we make a person relax and re-experience all those past emotional incidences, issues, whatever they have undergone. What is the difference between just sitting and getting the information by talking or in hypnotherapy? What is the difference between hypnotherapy and just counseling? In hypnotherapy, we can say we make a person relax and try to recollect the information. When we are relaxed, we are able to remember whatever the incidents happened in our past. Past means even in our present life, in our childhood days. Like we have seen here, one of the main reasons to have our personality is the psychological factors. And what the psychologists say, the most of the personality is created based on the emotions what we had experienced from our childhood days. Especially when a child is about 14 to 15 years old. At that age, up to that level, up to that 14, 15 years, we have created our personality. And after that, it is only, we just practice what we have learned during that age of up to 14 years. And why the psychologists say in particular about that 14 years as a childhood experience is most important for the personality? Because up to the age of 14 years, our brain never develops 100%. Our brain is fully developed only after 14 years or 15 years of age. As a child, we cannot think in others' point of view. If a parent tells a child not to watch TV, he or she should learn. They cannot understand why the parent is saying them to do that. They cannot think in others' point of view. Instead, they become more emotional. They start blaming themselves or the parents saying that why these people are after me? Why they are not allowing me to play? So it's not just about 14, 15 years. Even the grown-ups, most of the time they don't try to think in others' point of view. Why certain people behave in a certain way? Why this thing is happening to me? And because they are not able to understand the situation, because they are not able to use their logical mind, they become more emotional and these emotions get stored up in the subconscious mind. And then it slowly becomes part of their personality. So to get rid of our learned behavior, to get rid of the personality, the different personalities what we have, and to get back to our original nature, original sanskars, we have to identify these behaviors, whatever we have learned in a wrong way from our childhood days. And by identifying them, we have to understand. And there is another process called re-experiencing. In hypnotherapy, we make the person re-experience those past emotions and release it from their mind. So by re-experience, by writing down our own history, by recalling the past incidents, by understanding the situations, why it has happened, we will be able to apply a full stop to the thoughts which is bothering us. So what are the causes of diseases, discomforts? One is that incompatible thoughts. What are these incompatible thoughts? Body conscious thoughts? Then, the waste thoughts, negative thoughts, unwanted thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, impure thoughts. Because all these thoughts, where it exists, or where it is going to exist once you have thought, think about it. Once we have a thought, it exists in our mind. Okay? And whatever is there in your mind, it is going to affect you. It is going to create your personality. And what else? The traumas, the suppressed thoughts. When we are not able to express our thoughts to our, maybe to our, to the husband, to the wife, to our boss, or to our colleagues. When we are not able to express our thoughts, when we keep suppressing our thoughts within our mind, it can also affect us. It can also become an emotion and create symptoms. Then traumas, the incidents, experience, what we had experienced during our childhood days. Then fragmentation, when we had experienced some traumatic incidents in our childhood days, that experience is not complete. That stops there. If you have experienced some fear, then that fear, it is carried forward in our future activities. It has become our part of the personality. So there is a fragmentation present there. And to remove that fragmentation, to make ourselves whole and complete, we have to get back, go back to that incident, understand the situation and release those blocked emotions. So that's what we call as fragmentations. And like attachment to person, place, things, objects, when we get attached to person, place, things, objects, we will not be able to think properly. We cannot use our logical mind in a justifying manner. And there are life plans why we are taken this birth, to learn some, like to learn to be tolerant, to be peaceful, to experience something else. So even for, based on the life plans, we undergo different emotions. So these are the various causes where we experience different emotions, where we lose our contact with our original nature, and because of that, there is a possibility of having symptoms in our physical body, which we call it as disease. You know about aura? You have heard about aura? So what is an aura? Energy around our body then? Sorry? Manifestation of state of mind. Yeah? Good. So this is the biomagnetic field. Like if I have a thought, like I want to lift my hand, there is a impulse, there is an energy created, thought created, and that energy is supplied, and electricity is generated in my brain. And that electricity passes and gives signal to the hand to lift up. So each and every thought, whatever we think, it creates a vibration. A frequency is generated throughout our body. So this aura, in other words, what we can say, how we can call? Aura is nothing but our own mind. So whatever you find in your aura, you can also find in your mind. And whatever you have in your mind, it will exist in your aura. So what Baba does when he gives instructions, Srimad, what he expects to do, what we are going to achieve by following all those instructions? We are going to emerge our natural qualities, original qualities. We are going to become whole and complete. So to become whole and complete, our aura should be, how it should be? Either it is our aura or mind, how it should be? Clean and clear. The more our aura becomes clear, then we will be able to emerge our natural qualities, the original qualities. Then you need not have to make effort. Like now we make effort to retain our learned personality. I have to behave like this, behave like that. But once we are able to clear all those learned behaviors or the sanskar which is bothering us, if those things are removed, then our aura will be clean and clear, then our natural qualities will emerge. So these are the patches. When we think about someone, a place, person, things, objects, our aura becomes congested. So there are instruments to measure our aura. But before that, how we will be able to, we know how to heal the emotions. There are different methods. But what is the root cause, or what is the basis for the healing of emotions? This is the healing process. First, we have to become aware of the issues, what is going on within us. If somebody says, you are getting angry very often, or you are like this, you are like that. But if we ignore the statement what others say, saying that this person doesn't have anything, any other work, he just keeps criticizing. If we don't become aware of the negativities or the faults what exists within ourselves, then we cannot work over that. So to undergo the change, to improve ourselves, first we have to identify what are those issues I need to sort it out. We have to become aware of the problems, what is existing within our mind, within our aura. Then instead of feeling guilty about it, we have to accept it. Okay, it's a learned behavior. Okay, anything what we have learned, anytime we can change, we can improve, we can learn in the right way. So once we have accepted it, then we can work over it. So to transform ourselves, this is the main process. Healing process is, first you become aware of it, then accept it, then you have to work over it. We have instruments to check your aura, check your mind. With that instrument, we can identify what are those energy blockages present in our aura, and what are those blockages, what are those emotions, since when you have accumulated these emotions, and based on these emotions, what are the diseases we are going to have in our physical body. Even those predictions are available by means of computer softwares. This is one of the sample we have taken from a person. So this shows the aura and the colors vibrating from the body. And each colors identify different emotions. And there are positive emotions, negative emotions. So this energy, the cosmic energy what we are receiving, it is distributed to the various organs by 7 chakras which exist in the subtle body, in the subtle level. These are the chakras in the crown, then forehead, throat, then you have it in the chest, solar plexus. This is called root chakra. Okay, there are 7 chakras, and each chakras, the main function of these chakras is to take the cosmic energy and distribute to the subtle body of light. And if there are any emotion blockages, then it obstructs the flow of energy from these chakras to the various parts of the body. So here, this module, this software shows how is the energy, what are the type of thoughts this person is carrying, and since when. It also shows, these are the different positive and negative, the color, each colors, whether it is light or dark, depends upon the lightness or darkness, there are positive emotions and negative emotions, and how these emotions affect the body. This shows at what age the person has undergone those emotions. And based on these emotions, what he is going to... So like there is a software to identify the different emotions what we have, what we are carrying in our mind and body. Even without that, you can also see your own aura. I can make you relax, and those who are able to visualize well, I can make them check their aura and find out if there is any emotional blockages. Okay? That at the end we will do it, maybe after 5 minutes. So here is the software to just make you understand. Even there are scientific instruments to measure our thoughts, feelings, emotions. And based on that, it also predicts what type of disease we are likely to have. And I have a chart which can identify, there are some 50 qualities which is mentioned in that, you can daily check if whether we are experiencing those qualities in every day. If you want the chart by email, you can write your email address and give it to me. So this, because these chakras, whatever the energy being distributed to the various organs of the body, it is distributed through our spinal column. So based on that, wherever the energy blockages are there, it easily identifies which part of the organ is going to have problems. So this is the actual picture of the chakras, how it exists in our physical body. So connected with how our thoughts affect our body, these are some of the quotes written by Brian Weiss. He says, if you do not overcome one trait, you may have to carry another trait along with the previous one in next birth. The burdens will become greater. One who has paid the debt by understanding behave well, others don't. Then compassion, empathy, non-violence, patience and spirituality are life lessons we must all learn. The mind affects the body's health and body the mind's. If you do change, you can break the cycle. Final destination of all the lessons on the route to immortality, spiritual love, unconditional love, love that is pure and everlasting. The most important is how quickly you are going to learn and how much happiness, spirituality, tranquility and so forth you are going to have in your life. So at any point we can erase our sins, because they don't exist in another, they exist in our own selves. People come back again and again to resolve issues and to learn about love in all forms. Sometimes it looks like to take revenge. Maybe they are not taking revenge. They are just trying to settle your accounts. Physicians are acknowledging that we can fight diseases, even very serious ones, with a recently discovered medicine. What is the medicine? The curative powers that lie within our spiritual nature. So unlearning negative programming is a vital part of therapy. Once the memories are accessed, the healing process begins. The first step is to seek help. Even once you become aware of the issues, from where you have learned that. Because we know the personality is nothing but learned behavior. And most of the learning has taken place in our childhood days. So if I have some qualities like getting angry, irritation, getting under stress, so if we are able to identify from where I had learned. And while doing hypno-healing, I have found out that many times the issues are like this. The same situation repeats in their life again and again. So this is a chart showing what type of thoughts you have and how it is affecting your body. Like most often what happens, if there is an elder child in the family and the eldest one feels it is his responsibility to take care of others, the parents, the children, and from the childhood onwards he carries the feeling of responsibility, being more responsible. And because of that, he has problem in the shoulders. And if someone is not interested in the job, what they are doing, and they want to run away from the job, it means they will have issues in the feet or in the legs. So here, this picture shows what are the various types of emotions we undergo and how it is affecting our different parts of the body. It is the same, the other picture what you had seen. There are different types of thoughts you have, like there is never going to be enough, I must not stop. So you have a mental body, in the mental level you have thoughts. These are the thoughts you have. And because of these thoughts you have the emotions here. Related emotions of fear, anger, worries. And because of these related emotions, it is not that one emotion is affecting your whole body. The various type of emotions affect the related chakras in the subtle body. So the different type of thoughts what you have affect different parts of the body. So like now you have seen the machine was able to identify the various types of thoughts, feelings, emotions, and is able to predict the future problems what we are going to experience in our body. Now what we will do, I'll give you some commentaries. You will have to just follow. What the psychologists say, everyone cannot visualize. Okay, some people can visualize, others can imagine, others can think. Okay, so when I ask you to do this relaxation exercise, if you are able to visualize, it's very good. If you cannot visualize, you can imagine. And those who feel difficult to imagine, you can think. Okay? So, there is nothing wrong. Anyway, you can do it. And even when we do this healing process, either by hypnotherapy or other relaxation methods, it doesn't matter whether you visualize, think or imagine. Ultimately, the effect is same. Because the mind, the problem is caused by the thought. We only access the related thought, emotions, make them understand and release it from the mind. It doesn't matter whether you are able to visualize, imagine or think. Okay? So now, you need not have to ask me anything. You will have to just follow the instruction. Will you do that? Okay? So that you can see your aura. You can identify if there are any emotional blockages. And by the power of God, you will be able to heal that also. Otherwise, you yourself can, whenever you find time, sit and find out, write down your whole complete history and find out where the emotional blockages are there, some type of emotions have you experienced, if you have experienced, note down that and try to understand and release them, either by forgiving them or either by understanding or by re-experiencing those emotions. Sometimes these emotions, because we are not experiencing consciously. Because some emotions, when we don't, when we are not aware of our own self, okay, when we are not aware of our own self, we don't experience the emotions completely. There are something left out. So to remove these left out emotions, you have to consciously re-experience those emotions so that it will be released. And the healing takes place. So there are two exercises. The first one, I'll teach you how to be aware of our own self all the time. Because the more you are aware of your own self, then you are protected. Your aura will be protected. Your mind will be protected. You don't take in the unwanted, unnecessary thoughts within your mind. You like to know how to protect yourself? You want to know that? Do you have time? Okay. So first we... Okay. So those who want to leave can leave now. So those who can remain, you can remain and listen to me. Otherwise, those who want to leave, they can leave. Okay. So the first one, that in neuro-linguistic programming, it's also part of psychology, they teach a simple technique how to be aware of our own self all the time. And if you are aware of your own self, then you are protected all the time. Tell me an example. When you become angry, what happens? When you become angry, how do you react? You lose your control, you shout, you throw things, and after some time you feel, oh, I should not have done that. It is the same personality, but one moment you are different, other moment you are different. So, what made you to behave in that particular way when you got angry? Because you lost your self-control. Your logical mind was not active. So, if you want to protect yourself, keep your aura clean and clear, you have to be aware of yourself. And if you are aware of yourself, then you can follow the instruction whatever Baba says. Baba says to give always good wishes, good feelings. And even for that, you have to be aware of yourself. Okay? Then you can radiate energy. Even if negative things comes to influence you, it will not affect you. So, simple technique to protect yourself. Sit in a relaxed way. Tell me what all things you are looking here. What all you are finding through your eyes. Tell me one by one. Anything, whatever you look through your eyes. See, the basic idea is to keep our five senses active. So first we'll activate the first sense, the eyes. So you tell me what all you find here. Okay, chart, then? Me. Okay. So now we have activated the eyes. Now to activate the ears, tell me what all sound you hear in this room. Then? Okay. Now tell me what all you feel in this room. Then? You can feel the floor? Your dress? Okay. So we have activated the visual sense, the auditory, and the kinesthetic feelings. You can also smell, taste, okay? So tell me, when you are activating these senses, were you thinking about something else? You're not thinking about something else. Because the mind can think only one at a time. It cannot think two things. So the more you are focusing, bringing your attention on your senses, you are coming into the present moment. And all the problems, issues are caused by the past thoughts, past feelings, past emotions, something what happened in the past. But now when you are focusing on your senses, you are applying a full stop to the past and bringing yourself into the present moment. Okay. Now, between two sounds, between any two sounds, what exists? Huh? What's that? Any two sounds. Between two sounds, what exists? Silence? Vibrations? Okay. The space you can see. Okay. But when you close your eyes and listen to the sounds, you feel the silence. Okay. Just few seconds, feel the silence. You can keep your eyes open. You can look at the things. You can hear the things. And in between the sounds, you can also feel the silence. Okay. Now tell me where this silence exists, within or outside? It exists within. How many of you say it exists outside? How many of you say it exists inside? Okay. Okay. Now, what is existing within, inside? If you go outside, if you go to a place where you have lot of noise, still you will be able to experience or not? You cannot experience? Too much noise. Okay. Then? But even in that too much noise, if your attention, if your focus diverted from the noise to within, then still you can feel the silence? You can feel the silence. So this silence exists all the time or sometime? Exists all the time, wherever you are. So this silence is the natural quality of our soul. This is one of the way of experiencing soul consciousness. So, earlier we discussed, while discussing what we said, when we go to sleep, we draw energy. We are empowered. We receive a lot of rejuvenating energy. So that time what we are doing while sleeping? What we do? Our mind becomes still, there is no thought. So even now, when you are able to feel the silence within, by doing all your activities in between, whenever you find time, you experience this silence for few seconds. Then, again you will be connected with the cosmic energy, the divine energy. Then your whole battery, body gets rejuvenated. And you will never become tired. And whatever disease you have, everything will disappear. The more silence you experience, the more soul consciousness, the more feeling of silence, if you can experience within you, to the extent possible, the more you experience the silence, the more you become empowered, the more you are energized, and all your disease will be removed. will disappear from your body in a natural way. Okay? Because you are free from all those disturbing emotions. So this you can practice. Even while doing your day-to-day activity, you can practice this silence. Simple method is, you bring your senses, be aware of your five senses, and feel the silence. Okay, every now and then you can feel the silence, so that you never become tired, and your logical mind will be active. You never lose your control, self-control. You will be always aware of yourself, so that you remain always protected. Okay? Okay, fine. So this is one of the practices you can do, so that you remain protected and you also get rid of all types of diseases. Now second thing, now you can scan your aura. Okay? You have to just follow my instruction. Sit in a relaxed way. And look at any point. Keep your notebook, pen and pencil side. You can write the email later on. You can keep it. I said you can do it later. Sit in a relaxed way. Stare at any point, and start counting from 50, 50 in the reverse. Like 50, 49. No need to ask me anything. Whatever you understand, keep doing it. Keep counting from 50 in the reverse, loudly. I should listen. I should hear. Whenever I do this, count one number up and start counting from where you stopped. Keep counting. Whenever I do this, count one number up and then start counting from where you stopped. Keep counting loudly. Keep your eyes open. When you reach 15, you will be in deep sleep. Your eyes will tend to close. Eyelids will feel heavy. Keep counting. Slowly breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in all positive energies. Breathe out all negative energies. When you reach 15, you will be in deep sleep, your eyes will tend to close, eyelids will feel heavy. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. When you reach 15, you will be in deep sleep, your eyes will tend to close, eyelids will feel heavy. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in all positive energies, breathe out all positive energies. The lower the number, the harder it becomes to recall. The lower the number, the harder it becomes to recall. Okay, stop counting. Relax. Stop counting. Relax. Close your eyes. Relax. Close your eyes. Now, concentrate on your feet. And feel all the little muscle cells of your feet are relaxing. Deeply. Deeper and deeper. Calmer and calmer. Let this deep relaxation from your feet raise to the leg muscles. Feel all the little muscle cells of your legs are relaxing. Deeply. Deeper and deeper. Calmer and calmer. Let this deep relaxation from your legs rise to the knees. From the knees, you feel this deep relaxation rise to your thighs. Your thigh muscles are relaxing deeply. Deeper and deeper, calmer and calmer. Let this deep relaxation from your thigh muscles rise to your hips. From the hips, the relaxation raised to your stomach muscles. All the little muscle cells of your stomach are relaxing.
deeply, deeper and deeper, calmer and calmer. From the stomach muscles, the relaxation raised to the solar plexus, just above the stomach and below the chest. And from the solar plexus, the relaxation raised to the chest. From the chest, the relaxation raised to the neck muscles. From the neck muscles, you feel this deep relaxation raised to the scalp. From the scalp, the relaxation comes down to your forehead. From your forehead, the relaxation comes down to your eyes, nose, lips, further down to your chin, down to your shoulders, hands, fingers. Let the whole body relax deeply. Deeper and deeper, calmer and calmer. Now the whole body is totally relaxed, deeply relaxed. Now, I'm going to count to three. At the count of three, you will see yourself standing at the top of a staircase, which has got 20 steps down in a very well lit area with strong handrails on both sides. One, two, and three. Now you see yourself standing at the top of a staircase which has got 20 steps down in a very well lit area with strong handrails on both sides. Some people can visualize, others can imagine, others can think. It doesn't matter. Whatever way you can do it. So now you all are at the top of the staircase. Now, I'm going to count from 20 to 0 in the reverse. You will come down the staircase one by one, feeling more and more relaxed as I keep counting. And when you reach the bottom of the staircase at the count of 0, you will feel as if the whole body is made of light. So much relaxation you will experience. So now as I count, keep coming down, feeling more and more relaxed. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Now you are at the bottom of the staircase, feeling so light and relaxed as if the whole body is made of only light. Now, as you turn right, you will find a small corridor, and as you walk through the corridor, you will find a door at the end of the corridor. Once you reach the door at the end of the corridor, just nod your head. So once you reach the door at the end of the corridor, just nod your head and let me know. Okay? So you are all at the door now, at the end of the corridor. Now I am going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you will slowly open the door and step outside. 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. Open the door and step outside, you will find yourself in a very beautiful garden. In this garden, the weather is so nice. You can feel the sunshine. You can feel the cool breeze. You can see different colors of flowers. You can see plants, trees, bushes. You can hear the sounds of birds flying there. You can even hear the water flowing in a fountain. So tell me one by one, how many colors of flowers, what are the different colors of flowers you find in this beautiful garden? Tell me one by one. Okay, then? Then, next, tell me, then, okay, now keep walking in this beautiful garden and find a nice place to lie down. And once you have lied down, just nod your head and let me know. Once you have lied down in that beautiful garden, just nod your head and let me know. Keep your eyes closed. Okay? Now, I am going to count to 3. At the count of 3, you will find a glow of light all over your body. You will find a glow of light appearing all over your body like an aura. 1, 2, and 3. Now, so there is an aura, there is a glow of light all over your body. Now tell me, what is the color of light you find all over your body? Tell me one by one. Then? Next? Tell me, then? Okay. So this is the aura you find all over your body. Now what we will do? We will scan each part of the body. Keep your eyes closed. We can scan each part of the body. It can be the same color or different color. It doesn't matter. Whatever comes to your mind, note down in your mind. We'll discuss about it later. Now look at the area around your feet. And see what is the color of light you find around your feet. And whether it is light or dark, note down in your mind. Then scan the light which appears around your legs, below your knees. See what is the color of light around your leg muscles, below your knees. And note down whether it is light or dark. Then around your knees, see the color of light. See whether it is light or dark. Around your thigh muscles, see the color of light. See whether it is light or dark. Around your hips, see the color of light. See whether it is light or dark. Around the stomach muscles, see the color of light. See whether it is light or dark. Just above the stomach and below the chest is solar plexus. See the color of light around the solar plexus. Note down whether it is light or dark. around your chest muscles, see the color of light? And whether it is light or dark, no doubt. Around your neck muscles? Around your face, see the color of light? At the top of your head? Around your shoulders? Around your hands and fingers, see the color of light? Whether it is light or dark, no doubt in your mind. Okay? So now we have done the aura scan for the body. Now what we can do? Find a nice place to sit down in that beautiful garden and see yourself seated in that beautiful garden. Just nod your head and let me know if you are seated. Okay. Fine. Now, I am going to count to three. At the count of three, you will find the supreme divine light. You will find Shiv Baba appearing just above your head. One, two and three. Now. And take as much energy you need from the divine Godfather. From the divine supreme light, as much energy you need, take from him. And see your body, mind and soul is being filled up by his divine energy. Take the energy of love, peace, happiness, bliss, the powers. And as you receive this energy from the divine supreme Godfather, you see yourself as the divine sparkling light at the center of your forehead. The sparkling star at the center of your forehead. And you find the divine supreme light as another sparkling star, showering you with the energy of love, peace, happiness, the powers. And you, the light at the center of your forehead, receiving the energy from the divine supreme light. So, take as much energy you need and see all your body, mind and soul is being filled up by his divine energy. And as you receive this energy, repeat this sentence, I am peaceful, happy and relaxed all the time. Repeat it three times. I am peaceful, happy and relaxed all the time. I am peaceful, happy and relaxed all the time. And receive the energy from the divine light. And see your body, mind and soul is being filled up by his divine energy. Making you more peaceful, happy, blissful, content and relaxed. Now, I'm going to count to three. At the count of three, you are going to see yourself in the golden age. One, two and three, now. See yourself in the golden age. See how you look like. See how blissful you are in golden age. And see how others are coming into relationship. How they are exchanging views. See the way they dress. See the way you have dressed up. You can also see yourself in that beautiful garden, in the golden age. See how children are playing there. How you are moving there. See the divine smile in everyone's face. See how they are radiating with the divine light, divine sanskars. And from there move on to the palace. See how the furnitures are there in the golden palace. See what you are doing, how people are moving over there. See the king and queen. See how they are expressing their divine sanskars and how you are experiencing, how you are experiencing those divine sanskars of golden age. Now with the experience of this golden age, with the sanskars of golden age, come back to the bottom of the 20 steps from where you got down. So you are all at the bottom of the 20 steps now. I am going to count from 1 to 20. You will climb up these stairs one by one, feeling more peaceful, happy and relaxed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. You are all at the top of the staircase, feeling so peaceful, blissful, relaxed, happy. So I am going to wake you up. Before that, whenever I say deep sleep to you, for the sake of this relaxation, your body and mind will get into the state of deep relaxation and you will relax. And I am waking you up now. 1, slowly open your eyes. 2, become aware of everything. 3, eyes open. 4, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Feeling very good about yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Feeling very good about yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. So how do you feel? Relaxed? Now you can write down in a piece of paper the colors, whatever you have seen. From head to toe, what are the different colors you have seen? And tell me how many of you have seen the light colors and the dark colors, the mixture of light and dark colors. Okay. So it is said in hypnotherapy, when we do aura scan, generally the colors, it can be light or dark, but if you find uncomfortable with any of the colors, especially most of the dark colors or the gray colors, brown colors, any color which you felt uncomfortable, it means some type of emotions are there. It can be a silly emotions like maybe when you were a child, you didn't receive a chocolate and you got angry. So any type of simple emotion, or it can be any traumatic incidents which you would have experienced in your life. So these type of emotions you find in the form of the dark, the unusual or a disturbing colors. Okay. So during the healing session, what we generally do, we invoke these dark energies in front of the eyes. Then we deal with those emotions. Then very easily they go exactly to that same scene and situation. If they are experienced in this life, they go to that lifetime. Some people, they also go to the past birth. But we are not sure whether it is really their past birth. It may be they would have read in the news, read in the novel, or seen in some movies. But ultimately our mind doesn't know whether you have read in the novel or it really happened to you. So basically it's all emotions. It doesn't matter whether it's really your past birth or it happened by looking at something, reading something, or it happened in the present life. We just deal with those emotions, we try to re-experience, make them re-experience. So, and release those emotions. So during this emotional healing process, we never bother, we never discuss whether it is really a past birth or it's a future. We identify those seen situations and try to make the people release those emotions by understanding, by re-experiencing, and by having more choices to deal with that situation. So by doing that, all these dark emotions are cleared and your aura will become clean and clear. And when your aura becomes clean and clear, you naturally emerge your original qualities, free from the learned personality. Okay, we will bring our natural personality, the natural sanskars. Okay, so there is one chart here. This chart shows about 50-51 negative qualities. Generally, Baba never asked us to look at the negative qualities, but still to improve ourselves, to change if we have even slight negative sanskars or habits, if there is anything exists within us, we can identify them. Because the moment we become aware of something, very easily we can transform. We can get rid of it. Your 50% of healing transformation takes place just by becoming aware of it. Okay? So this chart, I can email it to you. If you have written the email address, I can email it to you so that you can check yourself every day for this. So slowly we can regain our natural qualities, natural sanskars. Okay? Thank you for everything. Om Shanti. Thank you.